Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Hello, this is Lanice Williams with a special edition of the Cobb Business Radio X, where we will be highlighting the best and the brightest entrepreneurs in and that serve Cobb County. We have our very first guest ever, Mr. Joseph Malbro, who is representing the Smyrna Business Association today. I'm excited to have him here. He is our very first guest, so we're both pretty excited, right?
I'm happy to be here.
Good. So how are you today?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Good. I'm more than happy to have you. So I want you to tell me about Smyrna Business Association.
The Smyrna Business Association has been around for more than 50 years. We represent the business interests of Smyrna businesses. We try to engage, inform, and enlighten business owners and residents in the Smyrna area, and just to get them on board with what's going on throughout our city, to educate them with what's going on in our community, and to get them involved in what we're doing.
Okay, awesome. And how long has this organization been around?
It's been around since 1983.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. So y'all have been doing big things for quite a while.
We are. We are, with a lot more to come.
Now, we were chatting, and you told me that you are the outgoing president of Smyrna Business Association.
Yes. I served for 18 months, and my tenure just ended this past December.
Okay, so you were pretty busy for 18 months.
Yes, I was.
I'm sure you enjoyed it, got to meet a lot of great people.
I did enjoy it. It was a very enlightening experience, a lot of work, but I had a great team, a great board, and a very supportive membership base that helped to make me that helped a lot in making us to meet our goals.
Great. So you spoke about members. What exactly are the qualifications for being a member of Smyrna Business Association?
Anyone and everyone within Smyrna and throughout the business community are able to join our organization. The membership dues for the first year is only $100, so
it's
very reasonable. Mm-hmm. And at that point, you can become as active and as involved as you want to be.
Okay. And how often do you guys meet?
We have about 3 or 4 meetings throughout the month. We have a monthly luncheon at the Smyrna Community Center in downtown Smyrna, which is kind of our marquee event. Every month we have about 75 or so individuals in attendance, and we bring in a keynote speaker that will speak to what's going on in the community, giving us updates as to how you can get more involved and let you know what's going on in your environment.
Okay. So I live in the Smyrna area, so I know that you just had a meeting yesterday, right?
Yes.
So who was your keynote speaker yesterday?
Our keynote speaker, one of them was Melanie Pritchard, who was the mayor pro term, and Don Sutton, who works for the city of Atlanta. And they gave us an update on the Smyrna vision. And the Smyrna vision is a 10-year strategic plan, basically engaging the business community, residents, educators, and students within the Smyrna area, basically, on how to mold Smyrna for the next 10 years. Mm-hmm. So we're putting together a wish list, if you will, as to what we'd like Smyrna to look like in the future. And we're soliciting input from area residents and business owners.
Oh, so it sounds like it's very informative.
It is.
Mm-hmm. So what else do you guys have going on?
We have monthly business roundtables, which are every Wednesday at 7:30 at Rev Coffee. And basically, it's an open networking. They do a great job. It's an open networking. So basically, you can come, give a spiel about your company, what you do, and just network and engage with other business owners in their local area.
Sounds like a great way to mastermind with some other business owners, bounce some ideas off their heads.
Right. And ideally, just to create business for and awareness for your company and, other business owners in the Smyrna throughout Smyrna. Mm-hmm.
So what do you guys do, to encourage people to join the organization? Do you have, membership drives, or how does that work?
We've not had a membership drive, to my knowledge, in a while, basically. But more so, through word of mouth. We encourage our members to bring a guest, mm-hmm. to bring a colleague, to bring an employee from their company to basically get a better understanding of what's going on in their community, to reach out and get involved and give back.
Great. So this, you may be a little biased in answering this, but why do you feel that it is important for a Smyrna area business owner to be a part of the Smyrna Business Association?
Well, it just makes sense. You're basically protecting your own interests. So if you want to get involved, if you want to know what's going on, you know, what new ordinances are in place, you know, why your taxes are going up and down, mm-hmm. basically, you know, why the road expansion is taking longer than it should be, this would be a great marketplace to come find out, you know, what's going on, to have a voice and to have that communicated to the general population.
Great. So tell me a little bit about this expo that you have coming up.
The expo was actually a brainchild that I got from the Cobb County Coalition of Business Associations, which I was a part of for the last year and a half. Other organizations or the associations throughout Cobb have had those in the past, but in Smyrna, apparently we've not had one to date. So it was their ideal, and I just kind of followed along with my peers in the other associations. But this is the first time we're having one in Smyrna. The goal at the end of the day is to raise money, to raise scholarship money for our scholarship fund, which we present every year to two deserving students who want to pursue business majors at both Campbell High and Osborne High. Last year, we donated two scholarships in the amount of $1,500 each. And so basically, we created the expo as a way to fundraise, to raise revenue, to support those two great causes. Our expo is going to be an historic event. It's the first time ever. It's going to be at Bronner Hall.
Congratulations.
Thank you. It's going to be at Bronner Hall on February the 26th from 4 to 7. Currently, we're sold out, so we're very excited about that. We're going to have five different food vendors. Our title sponsor this year is going to be Zaxby's, the new location on Atlanta Road. So we're glad to have them as our title sponsor to kick this off.
My kids would be, too. They love Zaxby's.
They're going to have great food samples at the event, so bring them on. We'd love to enlighten your kids and entertain you as well. Mm-hmm.
And what's the cost to those that want to attend?
There is no cost to attend.
Okay.
Even though we are sold out from a exhibitor standpoint, we are accepting donations and door prizes. So if you want to have your business highlighted, you can contact me and we'll make sure that we you know, can recognize you for your donation.
Okay, awesome. Now, you spoke a little bit about the scholarship program, which I love the philanthropy. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. What are the qualifications for the students that would like to receive this scholarship?
Typically in the past, since I've been on the board, what we're looking for are students that are well-rounded. So obviously, you know, grades are important, but we're also looking for students that are involved in their community, in their school, basically. So more so than just studying and having a great high GPA, we want them to be real well-rounded, basically. And obviously, we want them to pursue a degree or education in business as well.
So do they apply for this scholarship, or does someone nominate
there
them?
They can apply. I think the nomination process is through April of, of this year. So they can go online and to the Smyrna Business Organization or SmyrnaBusiness.org. And you can apply online for the scholarship.
Okay, awesome. That's great for some high school kids. So you've told me all about the organization, about your expo that's coming up. Tell me about you. What made you get involved in this organization?
Well, again, I'm a business owner in Smyrna. So I actually live in Smyrna. I run a business in Smyrna. I have two kids who are in the public schools in Smyrna. So it was just a natural fit to get
you
involved.
You just live and breathe Smyrna, don't
you? I know.
You?
It's everything Smyrna. So it was just a natural fit to get involved in my community, to give back to my community, and to have a voice in my community.
So you were the president, you said, for the past 18 months.
Yes.
How long have you been a member?
I've been a member for about 5 years.
Okay, awesome. Mm-hmm. So you were well involved in the program.
Right.
Great. So you mentioned your business in Smyrna. What is your business?
I own and operate a UPS store on Cobb Parkway in Smyrna, directly across from the new Braves Stadium.
Okay, great.
Yes.
So easy access to the Braves Stadium when
it's
open.
Right. We're offering VIP parking.
I love it. So I'm tongue-tied on the radio. What type of services does the UPS store offer?
We offer business business services like notary, shredding, faxing, scanning. We offer a variety of shipping options from UPS through the Postal Service, DHL, and freight. And we also offer an array of printing services from business cards, banner signs, flyers, you name it. So whatever you need as a business owner, business services, we can provide that for you.
Well, that just works well with the members of the business association.
Exactly.
You're just
exactly.
the one-stop shop for them.
And we also offer private mailboxes where we offer a real street address. So we can definitely make especially if you're a home-based business, make you look a lot more professional and established by having a real street address.
Right, as opposed to having a
P.O. box. Exactly.
That's awesome. So what else are you involved in?
I'm also involved in the at my church. I attend Antioch Baptist Church North in Atlanta, and we have an organization of business owners, like-minded business owners, who are also members of the church. It's called ACE, so it stands for the Antioch Christian Entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. So I'm involved in that. Also serve on the foundation of the Campbell IB program at my son's school.
Mm-hmm. So you are just a busy man.
I am a busy
man. And you just mentioned your father, so you are super busy.
I'm a father too, yes.
Just your arms, your legs, everything is you're just all over the place with it. That's great, though. Mm-hmm. So it sounds like you're like me. You like to live, breathe, sleep, eat business. That's
exactly.
your thing.
Exactly.
So I guess you have a passion for entrepreneurship.
I do. I do. I've owned my store now for 10 plus years.
Nice, nice. Mm. And you mentioned you're on
Cobb Parkway. So within the same block as Nally Lexus, Walgreens,
okay.
and Starbucks.
Okay, I know exactly where you are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I hang out at that Starbucks a lot. So
well, 100 feet away.
Awesome. So you mentioned all of the services you provide at the UPS location, which sounds like a great space for business owners.
Mm-hmm.
I like the fact that you offer that private address because I work from home for a while and you don't want to share your home address.
That's right. You definitely don't want to put it out on the internet.
Exactly. It's not an ideal situation.
Because people show up to your home.
Right.
Unsolicited.
Unsolicited. Right. Exactly. Exactly. So I love all that you're doing. I love that all of what the business association is doing. I'm excited to check out this business expo, like you said, on Thursday, February 26th at Bronner Hall, which is at 3180 Atlanta Road in Smyrna. And just to reiterate what you said, which I'm just in love with what you're doing. Looking at your flyer and looking at how you guys have put it together, I can't believe it's the first time.
I know. We've been working on it for the last year, so it's finally coming to fruition. So we're very excited.
Now, I think I may have asked you this, but the people that are involved in this business expo, they're actually members of the Smyrna Business Association.
Exactly.
Okay, great. It looks like you have a whole lot of great people that are going to be presenting at this expo. It looks like a great opportunity for them to really get the word out about what they're doing and about their business, their goals, everything.
Yes.
It's awesome. So is there anything else you want to share with our listeners?
Well, first of all, just there's no cost to attend the expo on the 26th. There are going to be about 6 different food vendors offering a variety of foods. So you have a great local Smyrna flavor, if you will. So come out, network, make business contacts, and eat some great food.
Awesome. I like to eat the great food part, too.
Yeah.
I have one thing to ask you, because as an entrepreneur, as a mom, you know, my kids are really starting to really take an interest in what I'm doing.
Great.
So as an entrepreneur and as a dad, do you feel that your kids have kind of taken on that entrepreneur brain?
Yes. Actually, my oldest son actually works with me in the store. After school and on the weekend. So he's definitely picked up that entrepreneurial spirit. He also wants to be an attorney. So again, that same mindset there. And my youngest son has come to the store on occasion, but they're both very involved in Boy Scouts and they're always selling stuff. And
so you're teaching them to stay busy also.
Exactly, exactly.
That's awesome. Well, I'm so glad you were able to join us. And,
glad to be here.
We spoke about this. I'm really excited to feature some of your members on the Cobb County Business Radio X. I'm super excited.
We're excited to have you come to Cobb.
I can't do a dance right now, but I'm super excited to have all of your members, you know, highlighted. It'll be great for me. It'll be great for them. I'm excited to work with you.
Yes, you as well.
Which means you will be back.
I'll be back as often as you have me.
Good. And you'll be back to give us updates on how awesome your expo was and on some other things you have coming up, right?
Yes.
Well, that is amazing. So thank you again for joining us.
Thank you.
I look forward to attending this expo and having some great food and meeting some great people.
And welcome to Cobb.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm excited. So this is Lanice Williams, and I just sat here with Mr. Marlboro and told us all about the Smyrna Business Association, all about his UPS store. But one thing I forgot to ask him was how our listeners can reach him.
They can reach me at my store, my UPS store. The phone number is 770-433-1031. We're located at 2690 Cobb Parkway in Smyrna. You can also reach me via email at store0328@theupsstore.com.
Okay, and what about the website for the Smyrna Business Association?
The website is smyrnabusiness.org.
Okay, and they can find out more information about the expo there as well?
And the organization, correct.
All right, awesome. Well, again, third time's a charm. I'm going to tell you thank you again.
Thank you.
So this is Lanice Williams representing Cobb Business Radio X. Thank you so much for listening. We will be back again soon.